The Friends of the Annapolis Symphony will be hosting a special screening of Sing to Me, Sylvie. And this is a movie that has been written, directed, produced by Jeanette Bloom, who also acts in this. And it's my great pleasure to have Jeanette on the line. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Judith. I'm happy to be here.
So Sing to Me, Sylvie, what is the basic premise of this?
Well, it's about two musicians who tried to make it as musicians in a rock band 10 years ago, and they gave up that dream, and they run into each other again on the streets in Portland. And the guy is living on the street trying to just make money busking as a musician. And Sylvie, the title character, she's given up music and is married. And essentially, her husband's out of town for 4 days, and she invites him to stay since he doesn't have a place to stay. And they realize they always had sort of this connection through the music, because they start playing together again. And we kind of wonder what's going to happen since she's married. And that's kind of where it goes from there.
Well, good for you for not giving any spoilers away.
Yeah.
And in the light of, you know, life imitating art and vice versa, I mean, you've made this decision that you want to stay true to your art in its various forms as a writer, as an actor, as a musician. How much of this is autobiographical then?
There are definitely a lot of things inspired by my life. I did used to be in a band, things like that. There was a point in my life where I had to kind of choose one direction, because I've played music all my life, but I've also been interested in acting and making films. And there was a point where I sort of had to choose to focus, and I focus on filmmaking, but I still have to have a day job. And the struggle that the two characters are facing is definitely something I've been through myself, for sure.
So tell me a bit about that struggle of making a creative life over on the West Coast.
You know, my main thing I wanted to do from a young age was be an actress, and I had gone to LA to try and do that. But in the meantime, I was playing in bands as well, which I've always enjoyed. And there was a point where I realized if I'm going to act in something, I pretty much have to make it myself. So the first film I ended up making was called Mahjong in the West. And that just really opened my eyes to realizing if I want something, I have to do it myself. And so Sing to Me, Sylvie is now going even further with that, where I directed it this time. And anyone who wants to come on for the ride can come, but it's hard to nail down somebody that really would do it for you. It just kind of doesn't happen until you get to a certain level. So that's kind of where I'm at, and it's been an amazing journey. It's really rewarding.
It's lovely to welcome you back to the East Coast, and I've been speaking to writer, director, and actor Jeanette Bloom, who is in the area for the Annapolis premiere of her latest film, Sing to Me, Sylvie. This is being presented by Friends of the Annapolis Symphony at Unitarian Universalist Church in Annapolis. And this is on Sunday at 4. There's more information at annapolissymphony.org. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Jeanette, and really good luck moving forward with your choice to be creative.
You too, Judith. Thank you very much.